The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We're not going to be homeless anymore. That's done with. That's not happening anymore.
Jimmy Dart learned that the world is a kinder place than we generally believe.
And I'm like, no way, this is wild. Like, this must be a one-off, you know? Like, there's no way people in America want to continually give to strangers they've never met.
Yep.
But then I filmed the second video, the third, the fourth, and every time these people come out of nowhere.
Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Great to have you with us. Tammy is with me.
And it's great to have them with me too, and you.
We're just all glad you're here, and we're here, and we have someone else that we want to introduce you to. Mm-hmm. Now, his name is Jimmy Darts, and if you know that name, then you know who he is.
Yeah.
But for those of you who don't, Tammy, I'd like to maybe, before we talk to him, give him an idea of what he does?
I think we should, because it will set the tone for the conversation.
Yeah, okay, so his book is called Undercover Kindness.
Yes.
And that's what he does.
Yes. He's a man on a mission. You guys are going to love this mission.
I love it. So take a look at this, and we'll be right back with Jimmy Darts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I haven't eaten anything today.
Yes.
I'm trying to get these. Do you have a spare dollar?
I'm okay.
Are you sure?
A dollar?
A dollar short for this. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Lani.
Are you sure? Thank you so much.
Are you sure a dollar only or $2?
Two would be great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm Jimmy. Good to meet you. Why did you help me?
You want cereal?
Yeah.
You're just
so kind.
Aww.
Thank you. These are for you.
Oh, that's for you.
No, it's for you. Open it up.
What is this?
It's $1,000 for you, for your kindness. God loves you so much.
My husband is in the hospital.
What's going on?
Can you give me a
bless you.
Because my husband is the one who made his money for us. I have only a part-time job.
Where do you work?
Dollar Tree. My car is going to be towed. I can't afford it.
Are you afraid that you might get evicted?
Can I give you a hug?
Yes. You're so amazing.
Thank you.
I cry every time, Randy. I cry every time because it's like ordinary moments that's someone's miracle. And that's what Jimmy does. Like every video that I watch of Jimmy's, I am moved deeply because it's deeply affecting someone's life. It's changing their lives. And it's just ordinary moments of kindness. But God has put him on assignment. And I feel like everyone is a very specific assignment that ends up turning into something spectacular. Jimmy Darts, I am so glad you're with us today. It is great to have you here, man, and all that you're doing, all that God is doing in and through you. And I can't imagine where that journey started, but I think that we need to start with that part of your life, like where this all began. Tell us the story of your life, little Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me here. Honestly, after watching that, I'm like, man, you should have Lonnie here. She should be the one you're interviewing.
I know,
you know, these
precious.
Are the real undercover heroes.
Yeah.
And I'm just the person capturing it, putting the story together and helping these people out. You know, she was just the sweetest lady ever. We ended up raising over $100,000 for her. Mm. And after that, I went to the hospital to see her husband. He was in the hospital bed, you know, with cancer. And I was like, hey, is there any way I can pray for him? And so I grabbed his hand, just said a prayer for him, and, you know, just wanted to bless him. And then sure enough, a few days later, the son texted me. He's like, my dad said as soon as he like grabbed his hand, all the pain in his body left.
Amazing.
And so he ended up getting discharged from the hospital, healed of cancer. The Lord healed him, and we raised over $100,000 for him.
Incredible.
So it was just so powerful to be a part of this. But yeah, this really started back when I was a kid. My parents, for one Christmas, they say, hey, Jimmy, instead of gifts this year, we're giving you $200 in cash. So I was jumping up and down, doing backflips off the couch, and they go, settle down. Half of it you got to give away to a stranger. I'm like, what? A tie is 10%. What do you mean I got to give half of it away? And sure enough, you know, they were just trying to install generosity in me and a heart for other people at a young age. And We were driving in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I saw this guy just freezing out in the cold. So I jump out of the car, hand him $100 bills, and just the look on his face, you know, he had probably gotten middle fingers, change thrown at him all day. And just to see a kid hand him a crisp $100 bill, knowing he could get a jacket, a meal that night, it's wild. But looking back at it, you know, I'm 29 years old now, and I have no clue what I bought with the other $100. Right. Yeah. I just remember the look on that man's face. And so I, after that happened, you know, just kind of grew up in the church, but you know, you could be in a garage all day and that doesn't make you a car, you know? So I didn't really have a heart for the Lord or didn't know the Lord till I was 18 years old. And that's when I saw a Billy Graham video on YouTube called Choices. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that video, I realized, man, the gospel is way more severe than I ever thought, but it's also way more incredible than I ever thought. Mm. And that's when I got on my knees, gave my life to the Lord, and just wanted him to use me for whatever he wanted to do. And sure enough, I've been doing this now for about 5 years, just capturing the generosity and the people in this country. You know, so often the news is highlighting all these stories, but I'm like, man, if you go around, there's amazing people. Yeah. And so my prayer whenever I run into these people, I'm just like, God, you know, there's a million people that are going through something, but lead me to that one person that maybe has been praying day and night for a miracle to come. And if I can be just that instrument in that moment, you know, I'll be happy. And so it's a blessing to be able to get to do this.
From a practical level, how does this work? Because you got to have money to give away money.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, the social media aspect of it, the technology, obviously. But how did you find that place? Because everybody would like, I'd love to be the guy that just gives away money for a living, right?
Yeah.
You know, but how did it come about in the format you're in?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, just the Bible talks so much about, you know, steward what you have, be faithful in little and you'll be given much. So I knew I wasn't going to be like, man, tomorrow I'm going to start giving away cars and houses and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I knew I had to start small. And so practically how it got going, I began to go across the country and I made family friendly videos where I was like, man, if I can get an audience to around 1 million followers, I know I'll be able to then do what I really want to do, which is to change lives full time. So when I had no money, I was doing stuff where, yeah, I would, you know, went to Mount Rushmore and I said, attention, everybody, I found the lady of my dreams. And it'd be some random 7-year-old lady. I'd be like, and I proposed to her right there. And she'd be like, what is going on? And, yeah, I'd just do a bunch of hilarious things. I'd go to Denny's and sit down at a restaurant. I'd say, so sorry, I'm late. And they just look at me like, what in the world are you doing, you know? And so I was like, man, God created humor. The devil perverts it. So we can have a good time with good fun. And so it just snowballed from there and, you know, started with, giving a few dollars away to a few $100 to a few thousand. And really what we do, the cool thing, if you've seen the videos, is I really start with asking someone for help. And when they help me, we give them $500 usually. That's what we give them. And then that video goes on the internet. And it's up to the public to decide how much they get blessed. And so usually, you know, every time almost 50 to hundreds of thousands of dollars comes in for these people. And it's just really so cool to see. I always say it's like the opposite of the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, when people win the lottery, they're trying to get rich. So that blessing falls on the foundation of greed. But when these people win this, when this blessing comes, it fell on the foundation of generosity.
Amazing,
and so they steward it way better than the average lottery winner would, you know?
Totally. Jimmy, do you remember the first time you ever had that you actually did a random act of kindness? Do you remember that first encounter? Now, of course, we know, I think you said that the guy, the homeless guy, but like you actually grabbed your camera and said, this is what I'm going to do. Do you remember what that first one was like and how it made you feel?
Yeah. One of the very first ones I did, I was in Miami, Florida, and I was walking on the beach and I see this guy living in a tent. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just ask him to be friends for the day. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know if you got any buddies, but do you want to be friends for the day? He had nothing to do. And so he looked at me, he goes, sure, I'm down. And so I'm like, all right. And so we went roller skating. We played basketball. We did all these fun, silly things. And on the drive home, he just starts like breaking down in the car. And he's like, man, like I felt like giving up so many times and life's been so hard. And I was like, man, I didn't realize how much he was going through. And so I was like, man, you don't happen to have like Cash App on your phone, do you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put your Cash App at the end of this video and see what happens. And so I uploaded the video and it had like 10,000 views in a couple hours. So it wasn't doing very well. I was like, man, this guy probably got, you know, $3 donated to him. And so I was like, should I keep the video up? And I kept it up. And the next morning I wake up and it's over 10 million views. And he's calling me and he's going, Jimmy, I got over $20,000 in my Cash App. And I'm like, no way, this is wild. Like, this must be a one-off, you know? Like, there's no way people in America want to continually give to strangers they've never met.
Yep.
But then I filmed the second video, the third, the fourth, and every time these people come out of nowhere. And the cool thing is, yeah, there's a lot of Christians that follow my content and give to these people, but it's also a lot of non-Christians. Yeah. And I always like to say, you know, yes, we're all born into sin and need to be born again, but we're also made in the image of God. And so there is this massive desire to just love, even in people that don't know the Lord, and they ultimately find that place and that fullness of that in knowing who their Father is. But I feel like, you know, people see these videos and their heart just breaks, and we were all designed to give. We were all designed to live like that. And so it's just really cool to see.
Do you ever get any negative comments?
Man, I don't know. I don't really read comments too much. Yeah, because I once heard someone say, it's like, man, if you live by the praise of man, you'll die by their criticism.
That's true.
And so, you know, even the good comments, I don't care about those or don't even read those, you know.
But, okay, well, why do you do it? Who are you trying to please? Does it feel good for you? Do you think you're helping some people? Mm. Or you feel like you're doing what God's called you to do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I feel like it's what the Lord called me to do. I was sitting on my porch one day.
There you go.
Actually, I got to correct myself. Not my porch, my dad's porch. I was after college and going to school.
Yes.
I was back in Minnesota working at my dad's restaurant. And I was sitting on his front porch and I was sitting out there one day and he just goes, Jimmy, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, shoot, I guess it must not be working for you, you know? And so I'm like, what do I want to do with my life? I mean, I know this job doesn't exist, but I would just love to go around the country and be like a Santa Claus year round, share the gospel with people, like, you know, pull people out of debt, out of different situations, and just love on them like crazy. But there's nowhere on Craigslist to apply for that. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And he just looks at me and he goes, start tomorrow. I'm like, start tomorrow, what?
Wow.
And I was like, start tomorrow. And I went to my room and I was kind of offended. I was like, my dad's too old school. He doesn't know. You can't just start tomorrow. And I had kind of come from a charismatic background of some different ministry schools I had gone to. And I was just like, man, well, you can't just start tomorrow. Like, you got to have a dream, a vision. Like, you got to have a door has to be open. You don't want to strive. All these, you know, over-spiritualized terms that are, you know, sometimes in the right place, but the enemy can use them against you. And I sat in my room right there and I had this revelation. I was like, man, the world has amazing drive, but lacks so much purpose. And the church has so much purpose, but lacks drive. If I can combine drive with purpose, what can God do? So I got in my car the next day, started going around the country, and it's just when it started happening. And so that's what I'd like to say to people out there. It's like, man, if God's put something on your heart, go after it, go do it. You know, it's not going to be perfect right from the start. Like, you're going to grow in the process of doing it, you know, and maturity, you know, comes from just living life with God, you know, like, it's great, you know, be in your prayer closet, be on your knees, but then get sent out from there. And, you know, don't keep your relationship with Jesus just to yourself. You know, I think the fruit to show that you really do believe is if you're sharing the gospel. If you're not sharing the gospel, I don't know how you could really believe the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. Like, it's impossible. Like, you know, we get a new car or a new t-shirt and we tell everybody. It's like, if you really believed the Son of God came, died to forgive you of everything you've ever done, ripped out your heart of stone, gave you a heart of flesh, and wants to just lavish you with his love. And I don't know how you can't be vocal about
exactly. that. Exactly. How has sharing kindness, how has that impacted or changed your life? When everything, the dust is all settled and done, and what if God changed plans for you tomorrow, Jimmy, and said, nope, we got something totally different. I'm asking you to lay this down. Could you sit there in your home and look back and go, okay, we've changed many lives together, Lord, but this is how it's impacted my life. Thank you for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, anything that God gives you in life, you have to have with an open hand, you know? You know, it's like if God gives me something in my hands like this and he wants to give me something else, it's just going to fall and hit the ground. Mm. So when we're generous, when we give, You know, you can easily even turn your calling into an idol.
That's
you know,
right.
So whatever
That's
you're called right. to do, like, you know, you always have to have an open hand with the Lord. So I'm always down for any new adventures or whatever the Lord has for me.
I love it because you're listening to Holy Spirit as well. When He asks you to do something, you come across to me as a man that steps into it. Like, call me. I will go. I'll be faithful. Whatever it is, God, I want to live with purpose. And I think that's what you do, Jimmy, every single day.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I try. I'm definitely not perfect by any means, but I just try to be obedient to Him. And I feel like, you know, that verse where it's just like, you guys probably know it better than me, where it's like the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, hovering over the earth, looking to see if He can find faith anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, man, like, we want to live with faith. Like, when we live with faith and we take risks, you know, just there's so much God wants to do, but He's just looking to see if people will be obedient to Him. And I always tell people, I'm like, man, the definition of success is so important, how you define that. If you define it by numbers or souls or this or that, all these metrics that could be good, you've still missed the point. Success looks like just obedience to, did you hear what He said and did you do what He said? You know, if He tells you to start a podcast tomorrow and you got 5 viewers, well, that's successful because you were obedient to what God said. And so many people get discouraged because they're like, well, it doesn't look like my next door neighbor, this or that.
Yeah, that's right.
And so,
Yeah, and when it comes to generosity, it can be a little tough at times because you have to have discernment. And I think the bottom line, and this is true across life, it's hearing God's voice and obeying. I mean, we like formulas and things like that. That's the only one I've found that's consistently true. Hear the voice of God and obey. Act on it. So you got a lot of stories. You got a lot of course, videos. People can go watch those online. But I really want to talk about some of the people and some of the stories, some of the impact, both for the individuals and then even for those who have jumped in and have, you know, been a part of the blessing. We're running out of time. Can you come back on another program and hit some of these stories?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you need me to, you know, give me a call and I'll be there.
Well, okay. Well, we're going to hang on. We'll hang on right here. For the viewer, it'll be on another program. You can always see those at lifetoday.org, by the way. But I have to ask you about the book, right?
Yep.
Because...
Yeah.
It's great seeing you do the stories, but what are you trying to communicate in Undercover Kindness, the book?
Yeah, my whole heart for the book is really to show people that, yes, God wants to be Lord over your life, but He wants to also be your friend. And I think when people think of Him as just only Lord and He doesn't want to interact daily as a friend or as a father, you think of it more like this boss. You check in, the CEO, you check in with once a month and, you know, go to church once a week. But no, He wants to interact with you 24/7, 7 days a week. And so friendship with God has changed my life just so massively. And understanding that, you know, the kingdom of God is made up of righteousness, peace, and joy. And it's like, man, God is fun and holy at the same time. They're not interchangeable. You know, it says, He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the enemy comes to pervert humor and pervert all these things. But if we can live joyfully as a Christian, I think that will be one of the loudest testimonies ever. Because who wants to take advice for someone that looks like they don't want to live another day, you know? So I think, man, get a hold of the gospel. And this book is really to get the church to, you know, in fun, different practical ways to, you know, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Like, yeah, talk about the Lord. There's this quote people always say. They say, preach the gospel and use words if necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a powerful quote. But I always say, well, you better use words also because they need to hear the gospel, you know?
Right.
So
that's
you can't just be the nicest guy on the planet and just zip your lip about Jesus Christ, you know? So,
good,
yeah,
Jimmy,
obviously, you know, live it out.
Yes.
But really share your faith too. And so I hope this book emboldens people to do that.
It will. Oh my goodness. And I can't wait. We're going to talk on the next show about God healed my socks because I'm really into what all about.
Well, you know, actually you can get the book if you would like today. And there's something Jimmy said that I think is really powerful. And his dad told him, you know, start tomorrow. But I would say start even today, right? And I get the context there. But are we just going to proclaim our faith or even quietly, you know, have our own faith? Or are we going to express it? The way we express it is by meeting that need and start right now.
Yes.
And right now, there's a dire situation where people are in desperate need. And they need your help. And the good news is we can help them. Watch this and pray about how you can answer someone's desperate prayer.
In villages across Africa, the harvest that once sustained families are vanishing. Fields lie barren, and food supplies have all but disappeared. For mothers, the cost is devastating. Malnutrition is setting in, robbing their children of the strength and hope they need to survive. They are left with only one choice: walk long distances to a malnutrition clinic like this, clinging to the hope that someone can help their child survive.
This is the picture of crisis. Mother after mother here in a screening clinic for malnutrition. You can see how overcrowded it is. Mothers that have come here in absolute desperation. Crisis is when there's more mothers than we can handle. Crisis is when there's not enough food for each and every child. Crisis is when the silent killer of malnutrition comes in and starts to literally rob the lives of each and every one of these children.
Now, nearly 2 years later, at this very same clinic where mothers were once offered a lifeline, hope is fading due to critically depleted food and medical resources.
The reality is that there isn't food in the warehouses here, which means there isn't food to distribute to mothers who bring their malnourished children. And so today, the absence of those mothers and the deafening silence of not a single child here is literally terrifying. Terrifying because it means those mothers are left in their villages without the help that they so desperately need. It means those children that normally would be measured here and given the nutrition that will save their lives are left to fight on their own.
Having been there, I can tell you, sadly, those children left to fight on their own won't fare very well. Yes, we like to have room in the clinics because we're in the villages with the mission feeding program. But what we're seeing now, where they're not even able to make it, it's a long journey. For some of them, a day or two or three to one of the clinics. It's not a good sign. Well, we can step up. We can do more. But we can only do it with your help. And we've been talking about undercover kindness with Jimmy, and I'm just curious what you think when you see some of the situations where I know your heart is, man, because you just want to help people.
Yeah, it's sad, it's heartbreaking, and we have to take responsibility, you know? Mm. The gospel is a gospel of responsibility, not just receiving. Mm. We need to receive from the Lord and give to others, and so... Yeah, I lived in mission. I lived in India for a while doing missionary work, wow. And just the stuff I saw there was just absolutely wild.
Yeah, well, so you know, it's not just the gospel in word, but in deed. I mean, yeah. we have to demonstrate mm-hmm. the gospel as we preach it, and that's what I love about what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your words are only so much. You know, talk is cheap. It's really the life we live. You know. Shows what we believe internally, and so we need to take responsibility of that and know also that you can't go broke by giving. You know, when the Lord sees that you're generous, yeah. He can entrust you with more. You know, and so I think just any time and every time there's an opportunity to give, we need to step in there and be that for other people.
Yeah And you know what Jimmy showed us is that it doesn't take a lot of money really to make a big difference, and that's why when we say $30 will help feed three children for the next several months, that's the truth. But that $30 is critical. The $50 for five children, $100 for 10 children is critical because we have 350,000 children we feed every single day. And that's mm-hmm. only because of viewers like mm-hmm. you. And so, Tammy, I know there's some people that could feed 100 children,
absolutely.
500 children. I just want people to be inspired by what we're talking about, which is doing something and helping somebody.
Exactly. Randy, there's a simple way that everybody can get involved, and it's critical right now, as this is our last week on this campaign, to focus on this. There are so many people out there that have truly greater needs than I do. When you've walked through a clinic like that, which Randy and I both have, and I have seen children dying before my very eyes, I'm telling you, at that moment, I would do anything. I would do anything to save their lives. So we're given a chance right now to be generous, to be kind. And if God has laid it on your heart to step in and to make a difference in the lives of all the children that you've seen and thousands, hundreds of thousands more that you will never see, but they are there and they need us today. Go online, give us a call, and give the best gift that you can give. And let's today start changing the lives of these children who desperately need it right now.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we're coming to the end of the year, coming to the end of this Mission Feeding campaign, and it's critical that we hear from you. You can make a difference. You can, literally, you'll be saving lives. So please go online, go to the phone. Make the best gift you can. And when you do, if you would like to receive Jimmy Dart's book, Undercover Kindness, request it. And Tammy, I think they're going to love it.
They're going to absolutely love it. And we'll send it to you for any amount that you're able to send today, a love gift that will help us reach so many people with the kindness and generosity that we're able to give today. Jimmy, so great to have you. Come back again. Let's do the second show with you.
Absolutely. I'm just so thrilled to be here. And you, what you said there to close out is so true. I told my grandma, you know, she's in a nursing home now. I said, hey, this is just getting going now. Yes. So she started a Bible study. She's been leaving people to the Lord. So anywhere and everywhere, we can shine a light.
That's it. We're glad you're here. Come on back. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
And that's when the Lord, I just feel like he stops me and he goes, ask him what's on his bucket list.
Jimmy Dart shares the dramatic change in Steve's life after one simple question.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.